Uncovering the tracks that made your hip-hop hits. I'm Professor Ping, and this is Original School. Welcome to another edition of Original School, where we uncover the tracks that made your hip-hop hits. I'm your host, Professor Ping. Tonight's episode starts out with this terrific track from none other than Diggable Planets, the trio of rappers Butterfly Butler, Ladybug Mecca Vieira, and Doodlebug Irving, who dropped their album Region in 1992 with the help of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers' Reflections in Blue, cut in 1978. We'll be right back. But wait a minute, Professor Ping. We already played this one last week, you might say. And in a way, you're right. Sampling goes deep. We Gettin' Down by Weldon Irvine was sampled by Tribe Called Quest in their 1994 hit Award Tour, but that's not what we're covering tonight. Tech N9ne cut their album It's Not What You Think It Is in 1996 using that Weldon Irvine sample for their song We're Gettin' Down, with the help of the vibes from Milt Jackson's Olinga that was written in 1974. Nothing epitomizes that California sound in hip-hop more than this song, California Love, with Dr. Dre and Tupac, released on Tupac's All Eyes on Me album in 1996. The remix was smoothed out with a sample from a band called Clear that was an East Coast funk and disco group formed in 1972, who cut this song, Intimate Connection, in 1984. Serious.
keep. With one concern, we have no time for sleep. Emotions overflow, shouldn't be denied. Cling to me for the magic ride. Internet connection.
Fiasco released this track, He Say, She Say, in 2006 on Lupe Fiasco's Food and Liquor, with a little help from my man Burt Bacharach on his album Hitmaker from 1965. This track is The Last One to Be Loved.
Thank you. young blood. He's smart and he's tough, but he's got a lot to learn about survival. And the man he's gonna learn from is
Doom. Nuruvian Doom, a hip-hop group consisting of MF Doom, all caps, and Bishop Nehru, released this track, Caskets, in 2014 on their self-titled album, Nuruvian Doom, which owes a debt to Miles Davis in his 1947 track, Out of Nowhere. We now take a trip across the ocean to Italy in our first of the foreign rappers from this original school. Rocky Luciano released Il Magone on his Le Imprevisto album from 2007, which sampled Amy Winehouse's ballad Some Unholy War from her Back to Black album in 2006. What's up, this is Professor Ping. If you want to check out all the tracks from tonight, not just the jazz and funky tracks, but the original hip-hop and lo-fi tracks too, just head on over to ProfessorPing.com and click the original school link to Spotify. Welcome back. I'm Professor Ping, and you're listening to Original School. In 1996, De La Soul got together with producer J Dilla to create the album Stakes Is High. And you know, because it's J Dilla, he was dipping into the vaults to find some classic jazz. This one is by Ahmad Jamal from his 1974 album, Jamal Plays Jamal. This track is titled Swahili Land. This next track is by Die Fantastischen Vier, our second trip across the pond for the Fantastic Four in German. These guys are basically the German Beastie Boys, and because sample rules in Europe were very different at the time from that in the US, while people were getting cracked down on in the US for samples, Europe was going crazy, and these guys were really going crazy on this album. It's totally worth a listen. This track, Plattenspieler, was released in 1992 on their album, Wir Gewinnt. And I want to give a quick shout out to my German graduate school TA, Marcus, for turning me on to them. I would have never heard about these guys had it not been for him. So thanks for that. Wir Gewinnt samples from everybody. And Plattenspieler takes liberties with Aaron Neville's single, Hercules, released in 1973.
No one else coming up the hard way. I'm got to save myself. Must be Hercules. I must be Hercules. Talk about me if you please. I must be Hercules.
Very prolific Damu the Fudge Monk has released dozens of true school hip-hop albums that sample liberally from jazz and soul sides, as well as from other hip-hop albums. The next track that you hear, We Live in Brooklyn Baby by Roy Ayers from 1972, was really popularized by Diggable Planets from their album Reachin' that was released in 1992. We played a track from earlier in the show. So, you know, a continuum of stuff going on here on Original School. It's why I love hip-hop. So let's give Roy Ayers a listen. Here's We Live in Brooklyn, Baby.
Our time is now. sexified every day. You gotta love this rock. Let's get right to it.
Pete Rock, that you probably know from the Pete Strumentals albums, was actually in a group back in the day. Know your history. I'm just messing with you. Pete Rock and CL Smooth released The Main Ingredient in 1994 in this banger of a track, I Gotta Love, that samples heavily from the Ambassadors track, Ain't Got the Love, from their album Soul Summit, released in 1969. Me a fanboy, but I love me some Sampa the Great. From her Cool Accidents album in 2015, this one's Blue Boss. Sampa samples from this jazz classic by Joe Pass, Paco de Lucia, released on his album Virtuoso No. 3 in 1978. Before I play the last track of the night, I want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of Original School. I'm your host, Professor Ping. If you want to hear all the jazz tracks, as well as the hip-hop tracks that sampled them, you can check out my Spotify playlist by going to ProfessorPing.com and clicking on the link for Spotify. Tune in next week for a fresh new batch of beats, rhythms, samples, and originals from the jazz and soul archives. And if you want an all jazz kind of day, tune in every Sunday, where me and my man DJ Early program an entire 24 hours of jazz tracks for your listening pleasure, only on Lo-Fi Radio. But before you go, I'm going to play you the song that inspired Big Pun and Noriega for their track, You Came Up, from Capital Punishment in 1998. Here's Don't Ask Me by Ramon Morris from his album, Sweet Sister Funk, in 1974.